Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has proposed a BRICS continuity and implementation mechanism to ensure that the grouping's institutional momentum is maintained despite the chairship changing every year. In his opening remarks at today's session of the BRICS Summit 2026, which got underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister said the mechanism would enable follow-up of all initiatives and outcomes through the Troika. The Prime Minister said BRICS countries will have to work on a new and ambitious agenda for the next 20 years. He said the process must begin with the grouping's own working system.
अब समय है कि हम BRICS में हमारी एकता और सहमति को वैश्विक मंच पर ठोस परिणामों में बदले। अगले 20 वर्षों के लिए हमें एक नए और एम्बिशियस एजेंडा पर काम करना होगा। इसकी शुरुआत हमें अपने खुद के वर्किंग सिस्टम से करनी होगी। ब्रिक्स की अध्यक्षता हर वर्ष बदलती है, किंतु इसकी वजह से हमारा इंस्टीट्यूशनल मोमेंटम नहीं रुकना चाहिए।
The Prime Minister also proposed to establish a seafarers' emergency support network to connect the maritime authorities and diplomatic missions of relevant countries to facilitate assistance during difficult times.
Seafarers का वैश्विक व्यापार में बहुत बड़ा योगदान है, किंतु अक्सर मुश्किल समय में उन्हें सहारे की कमी महसूस होती है। मेरा प्रस्ताव है कि क्या हम seafarers' emergency support network बना सकते हैं? इसके माध्यम से संबंधित देशों की मैरिटाइम अथॉरिटी और मिशंस को जोड़ा जाएगा। इससे डिस्ट्रेस अलर्ट्स, मेडिकल असिस्टेंस, परिवारों को सूचना तथा इवैक्यूएशन में सहयोग दिया जा सकता है।
Prime Minister Modi said the time has come to translate the unity and consensus among BRICS countries into concrete outcomes on the global stage. He stressed that BRICS members respect one another and move forward through consensus. He said the grouping is not working against anyone but is moving forward with the approach of taking everyone along. The Prime Minister described this year's BRICS summit as a historic milestone as it is celebrating its 20th anniversary. He said BRICS is at its coming-of-age moment and has established its distinct identity on the global stage over the past two decades. Mr. Modi said India's chairship of BRICS is based on a people-centric and humanity-first approach. He said resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability have been India's foremost priorities as chair. The Prime Minister noted that the Global South stands in the front row of global crisis but in the back row of decision-making. On the issue of reform in the UN Security Council, the Prime Minister emphasized that the reform of UNSC can no longer be postponed and negotiations on this matter must be linked to a definite time frame and clear outcomes. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the leaders of BRICS member countries at the Bharat Mandapam for the summit. We now go over live to our correspondent Anupam Mishra, who is present at Bharat Mandapam. Anupam, what's the latest that you have for our listeners?
Saira, on the first day of BRICS Summit, leaders of the member countries are discussing ways to promote inclusive global governance and strengthen multilateralism. And at the beginning of the session, Prime Minister Modi gave the message that BRICS Summit should be clear. And if the future is shared, then the right to shape the future should also be shared. After the session, leaders of all member countries visit the India Innovate Exhibition. They will jointly participate in a tree planting ceremony and gather for a family photograph. In the evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host a gala dinner in the honor of the BRICS leaders attending the summit. Saira.
Right. Thanks a lot, Anupam, for that update. Prime Minister Modi today held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the 18th BRICS Summit in New Delhi. He met Ethiopian Prime Minister Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali and reviewed cooperation in trade, defense and security and capacity building. Mr. Modi also held talks with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Both sides reiterated the importance of India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership. Later today, the Prime Minister is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. And that is the end of this news bulletin.